Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is making her monthly visit. It's Carrie Halbert, the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, and also the, what do we call you, decide to call you, major domo, maybe, of the retail merchants?
Sure.
Is that what we're going to call
you?
Yeah,
okay.
That's cool.
Sounds good.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Halbert. Hey,
good
Carrie.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am outstanding. Thank you very much for asking.
I'm kind of ready for this rain to stop a little bit.
Is that what's making me sleepy?
Yes. Yes.
I tell you what, I slept enough last night. I should be fine, but the rain just keeps rolling in, and I've been getting sleepy. It's going to stop. It's going to stop tomorrow.
I hope so. We're going to have to build boats.
See, yesterday afternoon, after rain quit about noon or 11 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and it was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was a nice afternoon.
It turned into a gorgeous day, and then about 10 or 11 o'clock midnight, it started raining again, I guess. I wouldn't know. I was sleeping, but I'm still sleepy. All right. What is new with the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce? You have had in the last week or so with the retail merchants, basically, had the big old sidewalk day sale.
We did. We had the sidewalk sales going on.
Was that just last weekend?
Yeah, it was on Thursday and Friday, 12th and 13th.
A lot of folks, they don't really use their sidewalks so much anymore. They put the tables set up tables inside their buildings.
Yes, yep, they sure do.
Is that suggested, or has it just evolved into that?
It's just evolved into that, and they try not to block the sidewalks so people can get through.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of their sales inside.
How many did you get a lot of participation in that?
We did. We had about 12 or 13 people participate.
Okay.
Yeah. A nice list.
You know, that's come to think of it. We really haven't talked on this show. You came in for a few minutes. We haven't talked on this show about the big giveaway stuff, the big old laptop thing.
I know.
Tell me how much stuff did you collect?
We collected a lot of school supplies.
Yeah. That was given away about a week or two ago, right?
Yes. Yep.
Where did you collect it all?
We had different businesses that participated in that, and from Kincaid's to Globe by Mitchell to, Carnaby. I mean, just all sorts of different businesses collected for us. And they all brought them to the meeting. And then we actually got our picture. I had made everybody stand there and get their picture with all the school supplies. And
I haven't seen the picture.
You haven't?
Huh.
Oh.
Did you bring it out?
Well, it's on Facebook.
Well.
On the chamber page. That's why you should like the chamber page on Facebook. You need to get on Facebook.
I would like the chamber page on Facebook. That's exactly right.
We are now up to 900 likes.
900?
Yeah.
Is that how many friends you have or something? Is that the number of likes?
It's the number of likes.
How many friends are there on the chamber Facebook?
Well, it goes by likes.
You don't have friends anymore?
Well, I have my own page.
Do you not have
that
friends?
Has friends.
Carrie, I'm your friend.
You're not on Facebook.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, so you had a big old stack of supplies.
We
huh?
did. And
what
so,
did people bring? What was
oh
the,
my gosh.
What was the main
the
thing that somebody would
notebooks.
Bring? Notebooks.
Really? We had a ton of notebooks. And that was great. Pencils, pens, glue sticks.
Notebooks like the folder type of things? Or just?
Yep, they brought folders
yeah.
and notebooks and everybody a couple bring, binders.
Anybody bring the, back in the day, always had the fun folders.
The big binders.
Well, no, like they had WKRP folder or something like that.
WKRP?
I'm serious. It had Lonnie Anderson
on it. I love WKRP.
It was a great
we
show.
We watch it sometimes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
That's a great show.
I had a WKRP folder or something
oh
like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So did anybody bring a fun folder?
They don't have fun folders anymore.
You're kidding.
No. It's just like green because all the teachers want like a green or red folder or certain colors.
You don't get the individualism with the...
They don't have fun ones anymore.
Oh, that's... And who's that lady just brought you some stuff out?
That's Vanessa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa. Thank you very
thank you,
much.
Vanessa.
Who's Vanessa?
Vanessa Vinson.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Vanessa.
She watches my kids for me. Runs them all around.
I see. That's good.
Yep.
That's good. Okay, so you had this big old stack of stuff.
Yes, we did. And so I just bagged it all up and I took it to the First United Methodist Church.
Right.
And then for their backpack giveaway.
I drove by there. I drove by there that day and I guess it was too late. I don't know what time they shut down. It was probably about 2 o'clock. There was nobody there.
Oh, so. I'm sure everything goes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many people do you think you were able to help?
Oh, a lot. I mean, there was boxes of stuff that we gave away. Gave to the church. But every, you know, if you donated a school supply, then you got your name in the drawing.
Right.
And so we had a young man who drew. No, actually, I didn't draw. I had somebody from out of town who attended the meeting.
That's wonderful.
We had a representative come in and talk.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From whom?
From an outside media source.
Okay. Well, that's not cool.
Well, you can come talk to us. I welcome anybody who would like to come speak to the retail merchants.
I'm just teasing.
No, I'm just inviting everybody.
I know you are. Okay. So who won? I'm trying to remember.
Landon Cottle.
Landon Cottle. How did I not win this?
I you need to be a student. Are you a student?
No.
You can go back to school?
No.
You can take some classes at Frontier.
Yeah, I know. They actually.
You can take the spin class.
Did you hear Harl?
Bruce, you want to take the spin class together?
Did you hear Harl out here yesterday? He's going, No, I'm not going to take a spin class.
Come on.
No.
Let's do it.
All right. If you really want to know my thoughts on spin class. First of all, they call it a class. I don't understand, for one thing, why you call sitting on a bike a class.
It's exercise. It's like an exercise class.
But why is it a class? I mean, just get your own bike and, like, ride it.
Well, you could, but you can't do it in this type of weather. You can't ride your own bike in this type of weather. So it's an indoor bike riding experience.
Why do you have to
have... Stationary.
What if I know how to ride a bike? Who teaches it? That's the thing. Is there a teacher? I already know
how to... There is a teacher.
I already know how to ride a bike.
Yes, but they do it in a fun way.
Okay.
We could do yoga. You want to do yoga?
I appreciate the... No, thank
Let's
you
do
for the
yoga.
Invitation. I'm sure yoga is a lot of fun.
We could do chair yoga.
Talking to Harl out here, it sounded like...
Oh,
it,
yeah, he teaches.
I talked him into volleyball. He's going to be installing the
What's
volleyball.
What's that?
Oh, my goodness. You don't know what volleyball
No.
is? No. Volleyball is when you play volleyball on a racquetball court, and you get to use the walls.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That is fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good job, Bruce.
Hey, thanks. Where's my cookie?
Oh, shoot. I didn't bring you a cookie today, did I?
All right. So the kid, how old is Landon Cottle, the kid who won the
He came to pick it up and it was his birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
I think he is 12 or 13. 13, maybe.
And, you know, you pretty much have to have some kind of computer apparatus going to school now, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the laptop that you gave out going to be enough for him? I guess it will be.
Yes, right? It's a very nice laptop.
Where'd you find
We bought it locally.
Oh, okay, good. Just making sure that you got it locally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And the case. We got a case, too, with it. It's red. It was beautiful.
Did you put anything on the case?
No.
See, that's the same problem.
You think I should have put a Cherry Burr Commerce
problem.
Sticker?
Yeah. No, you could have put a Fairfield Mules or something like
Fairfield
that.
Fairfield Mules.
Or Wayne City Indians or Sisney Running Lions on the thing.
He goes to the center street, so we should have done Fairfield
could have
Colts.
Done Fairfield Colts.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you see, there's always next year.
That's true.
So it will there be next year? That's what I'm asking. Are you going to have the big giveaway thing again
next
year?
We could do that again next year. That'd
back
be great.
To school?
Sure.
So you look at it as a success?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. Sorry about that. Easy questions. I can't believe we've gone the full segment without you bringing up the Fun Fest yet.
I'm just waiting.
Have you planned?
You got to save the best for last.
We're not going to do it last. We'll do it probably next.
Okay.
I suspect. Maybe last, but okay. I think we'll probably talk about it next. Have you contacted your mother yet about dancing through the streets?
Oh, no, but we will be dancing. It's all Fun Fest time.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to get it on video this year.
Are you going to get it on? You know, that's the thing. You've been doing it for like 30 years. So
we need to get it on video and show everybody our enthusiasm for the Fall Fun Fest. Our love.
That is great.
Such love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Carrie Halbert. I'm Bruce Dickey. She's the crazy person in charge of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. Not crazy. No. She's the woman in charge of she's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about the Fun Fest and all kinds of more stuff when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Back in a sec.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate tuning in today. It's 927, 74 degrees. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Carrie Halbert, joining me on the show today. We have, you've got your favorite event coming up next month, the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest.
Oh my gosh, yes!
So you're bringing back fried chicken this year. That's why you're so excited.
Oh, no fried chicken.
No fried chicken?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, it's Saturday afternoon, folks. You want the vendors to have a good day, too.
Right, that's right.
What is going on at the Fun Fest this year? What's new and exciting? What do we got going on? I haven't seen a schedule.
Great.
I don't know a thing about what's going on.
I have a schedule.
All I know is the Roasted Chestnuts are playing. Like it's 6:30 or 6 o'clock or something on Thursday night.
With the dancers?
No, with the dancers. Have you agreed to that?
No.
You're not agreeing to that?
No.
You don't want to be a jingle bell?
No. I heard about that this morning.
Or the other thing I was calling it?
Oh. I didn't hear it.
You didn't want it? Well, don't worry about it.
I was in a meeting.
That's fine. That's good. Well, yeah, it was a chamber meeting day.
Yeah, we had our board meeting this
before
morning.
We then get to the Fun Fest stuff. We had the chamber meeting.
Yes, and we have
Tell
two
me
new
what
members.
Happened at the chamber meeting.
We have two new board members.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have Tim McBride and Brent Legg.
Okay, Tim works for
Save-A-Lot.
Okay. And Brent works for
Iconic Studio.
Okay. All right. Well, they'll be good new members, won't they?
Yes, they will.
Who did you kick off? I mean, who left?
We did not kick off anybody. Janie Stevens was at Airtex.
Yeah.
And Pam Shredden retired from Wayne County Press.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess she did.
So that left two openings, and so we had a vote.
Well, congratulations then
to
Tim McBride and which leg did you say?
Brent.
Brent Legg. Brent Legg. So wonderful. Nice job.
Yeah.
They'll be, how long's their term?
Well, they'll finish up those terms. I'm not sure exactly how many years that is. Well, a term is 3 years.
Yeah.
So Janie just got voted on, so I guess 3 more years for Brent.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So the first thing they have to do then is go fill up the chamber tent.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. No.
Tell me about the fall fun fest. What is going on? You want to start with the Chamber 10?
Let's talk about Chamber 10.
I thought you figured you probably want to tell me who's coming.
Let's talk about Chamber 10.
All right. Whatever you want. This is your show, Carrie.
Okay.
Take over.
All right. So the Chamber 10, we're filling up.
Now, last year you were full, right?
Yes.
All but full.
Yep.
Maybe one space open?
One space open.
That's been a bane to your existence for the last 11 months.
My goal was to completely fill it up. It's going to be filled this year.
I feel terrible about that not being full.
I'm sure you do.
I really do.
You wanted me to reach my goal, didn't
That's
you?
Exactly right.
Yes.
Fill up the tent and have to build another tent.
You want me to prosper.
That's exactly right. Have to build another tent. If you did fill it up, where would you put another tent?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Have you thought about that?
No.
You might want to.
Okay. I'll do that.
That's exactly right.
Maybe we can move the small entertainment tent. And then we could have a whole nother chamber tent right
like
there.
Like the Gong Show tent. You're going to
move. Yeah, we can move that somewhere.
Well, there is a little bit of room right there beside the chamber building.
Yeah.
You could probably put maybe a small tent in there.
Okay. That is a good idea.
Be the cool tent. Be the cool kids tent.
Yeah.
That's not true at all. The chamber tent's the cool kids tent, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We love the chamber tent.
I know
There's
it.
So many different things in the chamber tent.
Who all is in there already this year?
Okay, so we have Elastic.
Elastic's coming in,
mm-hmm.
And you know that's wonderful that they're coming into the chamber tent because there are a lot of people who have no idea what they do, aren't there?
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's really interesting what they do, actually.
So they basically will man that and say, hey,
they usually have a video showing things that they do.
We're cleaning oil and stuff like
yep.
that.
Cleaning up the water.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Country Companies with Beth Sessions.
Okay.
Can't talk this morning. Wayne County Health Department.
Good thing you're on the radio.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Fairfield Coin Club.
Whoa.
What,
Back up. Wayne County Health Department.
Yep.
Are you going to have Clark in there?
I'm not sure who's going to man
it. You haven't heard?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I didn't know if Clark was going to. I mean, the one lady who gives shots, she took they wouldn't take shots. They couldn't do shots the other day.
Why?
Her shoulder was sore.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm serious. Yeah, this is a bus wreck.
Huh.
That's what I thought was worse. But hopefully she'll be better. Maybe she'll
be
give
in prime
shots.
Condition to give a shot.
Maybe she'll give shots at the Fun Fest.
Oh, I don't want to chase people
Flu
out.
Flu shots.
No.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
How about tetanus?
Tetanus. They hurt.
Maybe she can give
tetanus
pneumonia
shots. Hurt.
Maybe she can give P pneumonia shots.
I guess. Okay.
Who else is there?
Okay. Coin Club. Fairfield right. Coin Club. Gamma Chi.
See, I'm not going to make fun of everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to behave.
Only certain
you just keep waiting. You just keep waiting for me to make
yep.
fun of people, don't
yep.
you?
Wayfair.
I'm going to let the Coin Club go, the Gamma Chi go.
Wayfair.
Those girls do great. Wayfair, not making fun of those guys.
Okay. Margaret Lane, which she has Electrolux.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
And True Shots Photo Box.
Oh, they're going to be back.
Yes.
They were there last year.
I know. I'm very excited.
That was really cool, wasn't it?
I know.
It?
Yeah.
It's like the old photo booth that you used to see
yeah,
in the malls
could,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
You can have your picture taken in the photo booth.
Can't you do like graphics and stuff?
You
with
can
them?
Do fun. You know, she has lots of props you can put on.
You know,
wigs,
it's better.
Hats.
Those are better than selfies, if you ask me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Much better.
You can fit a lot of people in
exactly
there.
Exactly right.
It's a fun time.
It's a party.
It's a party in a booth.
Party in a box.
In a box.
How
yeah.
many people can? How many people can you fit in there? Have you tried?
I don't know. I'll
See
talk
now,
to
you
Shelley.
Had the chamber booth. You had the chamber. You had chamber stuff there. You could have been watching people like. Try to like stuff in a phone booth or something like because
yep.
they don't have phone booths anymore.
I know they don't.
That'd be cool. That'd be great. All right,
I'll mention that to Shelley. Yeah,
please do.
Okay,
tell her I said
I will. Wayne County Republicans.
Okay,
and West Side Pools and Spa. They're new.
Now wait a minute. You got Republicans and not Democrats. The Democrats say that
I have not heard back from them yet.
Okay, well I just was wondering.
They're penciled in, but I need to get your contract. Send your contract people
now,
to me.
So you don't put the people who might be against each other right next to each other, do you?
Right. No, I space them out a little bit, but we have to alternate. Like one year, one's up front.
Have you heard back
year.
From us, by the way? Are we there?
No, I have not. You guys need to have a booth.
We've had one in the last 2 or 3 years.
Not in the chamber tent.
Well, we did 2 years ago.
Okay.
I know we did 2 years ago.
Because you guys were at the fair.
Well, I put it in. That's the thing. I installed it 2 years ago. I thought I did last year, too.
No. You need to have a booth.
No. Oh, I mean, yes. What did I
yes.
What I meant to say was
I'm
yes.
I'm going
to
call Terry. And
she's out today.
Well, I'll just get a hold of her, and you guys can get a booth.
Okay. Okay. Who'd you say?
Westside Pools and Spa.
Yeah.
And they're new.
Oh, good.
So I love it when new organizations or businesses are in the Chamberton. Very
wonderful.
Exciting.
They needed to go down to Brazil.
Brazil?
And help them take care of the diving pool. Did you
No doubt.
Did you see the diving pool changing colors?
Yeah, I don't have real TV, so I haven't really been able to watch the Olympics. But, yeah, I saw that on the internet. That's awful.
Yeah. So Clearwave's not a Chamber customer?
New Wave.
New Wave is?
Yes.
Okay. You just haven't. You just don't have real TV?
We just
you've got them for your internet. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have real TV at home. We have a box. We have a Roku box.
Ah, okay, whatever that means.
Streaming.
Whatever that means. A Roku box. Okay, yeah, whatever you have in your little fantasy world. That's okay.
So we can't watch NASCAR.
Story time. You can't watch NASCAR.
No. It kills me.
It kills Patrick, I'll bet.
Lucas, are you
kills
kidding?
Lucas?
He's the fan.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Okay.
What else did you have?
And then we have the retail merchants and the Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful.
They have booths.
That's a big old big old chock full of booths there.
Yeah.
How many you have to get rid of? I mean, how many you have to
get rid
sell?
Of? Eight more.
Eight more.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You'll have full compliance, I'm sure.
I hope so.
That's the hope.
That's
okay.
My goal.
All right. Now,
can I talk about the retail merchants booth?
If you like.
Okay. So
this
last
is your
year,
show, Carrie.
Okay.
I already told
of
you.
Of course. All right. So last year we had a giant, three giant baskets that we gave away.
Really?
Each night. Because all of
you
our
gave
chamber
away three
members.
Each night?
Yep. No, one each night.
Oh, okay.
So we had three baskets.
All right.
One each night.
I got you.
And they were filled with lots of goodies from our chamber members.
Nice.
And so we're going to do that again. So just stop by the retail merchants booth and sign up to win a basket.
How about that?
And then at the chamber booth, you can register to win $25 in chamber bucks each night.
Oh, you're giving away 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
each one each night.
And that's like no purchase necessary, like the raffle that we draw every Friday where you have to buy something. This is not like that.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy anything.
How about that?
Yeah.
It makes the world go round.
It does. Makes everybody happy.
Okay, that's going to be at the chamber booth, and that's going to be at the retail merchants booth.
Yep.
What's the big deal? I haven't read a thing. All I know, like I said, all I know is the roasted chestnuts are Thursday night.
Yeah, who's 6 to 7:30.
We got an hour and a half?
Yeah, on the main stage.
All right. I don't know if it'll last that long.
We'll oh, surely you
6:30
can.
6:30 to 7:30, maybe.
Nuh-uh. Guys can do an hour and a half.
We'll see what happens. I'm telling you.
Well, if you have the dancers in there, maybe.
If we have dancers, if you're going to volunteer to dance for it, maybe.
Dr. Brinsma is the
that's
the
what
pro.
I hear. I haven't
he
seen him
pro.
Do it. I haven't seen him dance, but I hear that
he's really good at it.
That's what
him
I hear.
And Lacey are fantastic.
He's like, he's been an instructor. He's
yeah.
Like, I can't remember the guy's name. The Arthur, I'll remember it after the show. Arthur Murray had the Arthur Murray schools all over the country.
You've never
heard Arthur Murray?
No.
Oh, I'm too old. All right. Who's the big star on now? The big pageant.
We'll start.
Is,
can we start Wednesday? Wednesday we have gospel night.
Wednesday's gospel night. Is that also
church night?
Church night, isn't it? Movie night or something? Or have you had a movie night on the Wednesday?
No.
That'd be pretty good. You could have movie night and then go have
that's a good idea.
Like Pulp Fiction on one side.
Oh, yeah, Pulp Fiction. Okay.
And then gospel night on the other side.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it sounds perfect.
That's an idea, though, movie night.
That's a thought.
Because
you've been the VPF,
yes,
have been very successful with their movie
yes,
nights.
Yes, we're going to have another one in August.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Another one in this month?
Mm-hmm.
When's that?
End of the month. It's the last Saturday, I believe.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. I don't want to get off subject.
I know
because I know
true.
You. I know you've got a arrow like focus.
Yes.
Here on
stay
the,
focused.
Stay focused on the Fall Fun Fest. Okay, Wednesday night we've got church night. When do people start mainly putting in their booths for the you know, for sale in the vendor booths?
Wednesday night, Thursday, yeah, during the day.
And they're typically open Thursday evening, sometimes mm-hmm. Thursday day mm-hmm. for food, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wednesday night, some places are open for food.
Oh, really?
I mean, I remember a couple of years on Wednesday night, it was packed.
Like, no
kidding.
There
were kidding. A ton of people down there.
Must have been a good gospel night.
Yeah.
Must have been a good band they brought in or something like that. What's Thursday night beside the roasted chestnuts?
Thursday night, we have our 5K.
Okay.
And then we have the Prince and Princess contest.
And that is at the same time as the chestnuts, or is that after we're done?
Prince and Princess is at 6:30.
Prince and Princess is at the entertainment tent.
Correct.
Chestnuts are at the main stage.
Right.
And then after us on the main stage is Miss Fairfield, right?
That's right, at 8 o'clock.
Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. Have we decided, is it Miss Fairfield or Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest?
Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest.
Okay. Who was the winner last year?
Audrey Amen.
Audrey Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I reminded now after you say that, that Doug said that she'll probably be back to give away the prize.
Right.
Give away the crown.
Crown, yep.
Now, if she doesn't come back, does she keep the crown? Does she get a hold of the crown?
I think they give the new person a new crown.
Oh,
she gets to keep her crown.
She gets to keep her crown?
I think so, yeah.
Can you take that to a pawn shop?
She wouldn't do that. You don't take your crown to a pawn shop. No, because Julie likes to wear it.
Julie's wearing the tiara. That's why she's not at the hospital
anymore.
She's
the queen mom.
I got you. That's why she's not at the hospital. She was wearing the crown
she's
out there.
Get the
out
of
here. You got to go to St. Louis. That's great. All right. I love it. We'll be back with more on the Bruce Dickey Show here after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. It is 946, 76 degrees. My guest across the way is Carrie Hallbert. We've been talking about the Fall Fun Fest, and I'm going to talk next month also, I think, going to have with a little bit more detailed when Brad comes in along with probably Stan.
Okay.
So somebody will come in. I don't know who. I don't know. Somebody comes in. But Amy sets it up. Basically, Amy sets it up for those guys, and then
they show up.
They show up, and she doesn't.
Okay.
She refuses.
She works hard.
Yeah,
on
she does work very hard. Okay, what's Friday?
Friday is We've Got It Covered on the main stage. It's a band.
Okay, tell me what's the band? You said You've Got It Covered. What's the band?
We got it covered.
Well, cool. That's great. Can you give me a hint?
No.
You can't give me a hint?
Nope. We got it covered. That's all you need to know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What time's that?
It's 7 to 10.
So the name of the group is actually We've Got It Covered.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about We've Got It Covered. Do you know any? You don't know anything about it, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, that's fine. I've got.
Brad can fill you in, and Stan can fill in those details.
I have Google. By the way, I'm not doing the Gong Show this year.
You got kicked out?
I got kicked out.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Who's going to do it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
I don't know.
We had a meeting last night.
Christy called me, she didn't kick me out. She asked me. I did have something else going on, I'm sorry.
We'll miss you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're so good at it.
Where's my plaque?
Right here.
All right, Saturday's a big day.
Saturday is a big day. We start early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yoga in the park. And then
now you were suggesting I go out to the frontier and do the Bobcat Den and do yoga.
Are you gonna do it at the park.
Do it either place?
Yeah.
Does it count?
Does it count?
Can I count this to my degree?
No.
it
does not count.
This does not count?
No.
All right. Doggone.
And then we have the Fall Fun Fest bike ride.
Good.
Yep. Then we have community breakfast at the Contiki. The Classic Car Show.
Cool.
Which is a new sponsor, it's sponsored and organized by Frontiers Auto Mechanics Club.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Then we have the Jonathan Lee Memorial Kitty Parade that morning.
Oh, okay.
And then we have...
Oh, yeah. Jonathan always worked that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He always helped out with it. He did a great job with that.
That's at 10 o'clock. And then it says Kitty Corner Activities. That's following the parade. And do you know who's having a birthday or what is having a birthday this year? 140 years old.
1876. The Statue of Liberty. No, that's 1886.
In Fairfield.
Oh. We don't have anybody that old in town.
It's a place.
The courthouse.
No.
I don't know.
The Hannah House.
Oh, that's right. I do know that. I did know that. Yeah, the girls are going to be on the show.
Yeah, they're having a birthday celebration for that.
Well, wonderful.
Then we're having a cornhole tournament at noon. And then the Gong Show.
Cool.
And Kitty Tractor Pool. And then the Car Show Awards are at 3. And then we have the Outrageous Dog Contest, which that's with the buttons. Are based on that. And have you seen that? They're so cute.
Are they out for sale yet, by the way?
No, not yet.
When do they go out for sale?
I would say very shortly.
They are. I have been asked several times about who I bribed.
Did you bribe somebody to get those?
We didn't do that. Dodie didn't do that. I didn't do that. You're using our dogs. Both of our dogs. Two of our three dogs. And that is the cutest button in history. I know why you did this.
Oh, my gosh. That could be it. You know how I do my trivia questions?
Yeah.
About the buttons.
Yeah.
I did that last year. That is what...
Is this the cutest button in the history? Is that what you're going
to
ask?
No. Who do the dogs belong to?
You could do that. You could do that.
So there's your answer, everybody.
But the thing is, are those buttons going to be available to everybody else? Because apparently I'm going to have to buy like 50 of them.
You can't buy number one.
I can't. Oh, that already goes.
So, yeah. And they're, yep.
But I'm going to have to buy like 50 of them and give it to all my friends and relatives.
That's right.
And siblings and stuff.
Lucas was on the last year because it was the...
So how many did you buy?
About 4.
You are so cheap. It's your own son, for crying out loud.
What am I going to do with 50 of them?
Give them out to friends and relatives and loved ones.
Well,
you don't have that many. Hey, that's okay. I can understand if you don't have any friends.
I don't. I'm friendless.
That's okay. All right. The Outrageous Dog Show.
Okay. And then we have the rib cook-off. That starts, judging starts at 4:30. But after the judging, you get to eat the ribs for $10. Yum.
Anybody. Not just the judges get to eat the ribs.
No, anybody. Right. Anybody.
Anybody gets. The judges by then are probably sick of eating ribs.
Maybe. They might be.
I suspect that they've had enough.
And then a cause that is near and dear to my heart.
What's that?
The Chuck-a-Duck. Because that money goes to Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield. Yep.
And the VPF money typically goes into renovating the
lights
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great cause. Gets a lot of folks.
It is.
A lot of people. Do you ever keep a count on how many people drive through there?
No, we don't.
I wondered if you could get one of those strips.
But people drive through there all the time, though, just cruising.
Yeah, but you could probably figure out
if there's more
whenever you hit the light. turn whenever you do turn on all the lights, and then when you turn them off at night or when do they turn them off usually?
I think they stay on.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That'd be kind of tough to figure out.
Yeah. Oh. And then we're having in the entertainment a band called Fortress.
Fortress.
And then on the main stage is a band called Shadowland.
What's Fortress's main fort? Pah! Woo-hoo-hoo!
You're a mess.
Shadowland.
Shadowland.
Is this like a Bruce Springsteen cover band or something?
I don't know.
You don't know anything about local people, I believe. You don't know anything about these, do you?
No.
Stan didn't tell you anything?
Well, we talked about them a little bit last night, but I'm going to let them provide all the details.
Oh, okay.
Because I have other things I want to talk about.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
I thought we were done.
No. The Chamber is such a great place. It's so busy and thriving, and I want to talk about it.
Well, tell me. What's next? You've got the. I see you brought the packets.
I did. I brought my welcome packets. I just want to tell everybody that we do have welcome packets. So if you're new to town, come up to the Chamber.
Or if you know somebody who's moving to town.
Right.
Tell them to stop by the Chamber.
Correct.
and help be welcomed, right?
Right. We have information about churches,
schools,
businesses like restaurants, pharmacies, different retail merchants, bakeries, City of Fairfield contacts, sports. And then we have two brochures in here. One's about Frontier, and the other one is about the Chamber of Contents calendar of events. Not Chamber of Commerce calendar of events.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, I saw you. There was a tourism thing out there at I picked up at a restaurant from Southern Illinois Tourism.
Had yeah.
All your chamber stuff in there.
Yep. Was it the new one?
The fall one.
Yeah, they distribute those throughout town.
Do you have to pay for that?
No.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Economics.
Yeah. And then we have like a pack with just all like insurance companies and healthcare facilities.
So it's really helpful.
Very comprehensive.
Have you heard back from folks that you've given those to?
We haven't really given them out yet.
Really?
No. No, we haven't. Like daycare facilities, all sorts of things.
Well, there are people
lots
moving.
Of information
there
in
are people
here.
Moving in and out of town all the time.
I mean,
even though the population of Fairfield has probably dropped 5 or 10% in the last 30 years, people are moving in and out all the time.
I'm always hearing about people moving to town, or they call me and they're interested in things about Fairfield. And
well, that's pretty cool. What's the next on the agenda for the chamber?
Well, Fall Fun Fest, and then we'll talk about in October, we have ribbon cutting ceremony though coming up.
Really?
Yeah, community care. Are you going to be there?
Is that, am I supposed to be there?
Yes. Bruce Dickey, you have to be there.
Rosalie's.
She will get you if you're not there.
Rosalie's already threatened me.
Okay.
She's already threatened me. We're doing a remote that day.
Right. Right.
There. So yeah, she's already threatened me. Bodily harm.
Ribbon cutting is at 1:00.
Okay.
What time are you there?
What time's the day? What day is
August
this?
August 30th.
Is this, I'm supposed to be there sometime?
Yes. What time is your
I'll
remote?
I'll probably go from 11 to 1, but I haven't heard for sure.
Okay.
I presume 11 to 1.
Okay.
Even though they've been a member, right?
They've been a member for about a year or so.
Okay.
But they
were out on South 45.
Right. I'll tell you what, they've been part of this community for a very, very long time.
People don't realize it either. What they do out there, and they help senior citizens just all over the place.
They
it's
do.
Amazing.
It's a great place. Yep. It's if you need help with an elderly person, then you need to contact them.
Looking at the VPF side, you've also got that something coming up over there, don't you?
Paint out.
Plein air, right?
Mm-hmm. That's in October. It's the same time as homecoming.
So now, did you pick that date just because of homecoming, or what was the thoughts on the changing of the date? Well, I guess it's the same date as last year, right?
Yes, it is. And we thought, well, we weren't sure if we wanted it to coincide with homecoming, but then we thought, well, that's actually a great opportunity because there, the artists will have, different opportunities to paint, like a parade and a football game, things that they usually don't have a chance to paint.
I got to tell you, on a parade setting, artists doing a parade, people aren't going to stand still.
No. I don't know how they would do it.
They might pose for just a second.
Maybe.
But they kind of got to go.
Yeah. Maybe they'll take a picture of it and finish it later.
Start it
and then finish it.
And that all takes place the weekend of October 10th or something, right?
4th through the 8th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I I guess I'll be back in town for that, too.
Are you leaving?
I always go places. It's Carrie, it's college football season.
Oh, my God!
It's college football season. This is how I cannot understand you don't have a television.
Seriously.
College football season.
NASCAR rules all the way.
College football season starts, I think, next Friday or Saturday or something like that. Not this week, but next
you
week.
And Lucas
right
would
after
get
the
along well.
Right after the high school football starts on the 26th. Then college
pretty
football,
soon.
Pretty sure, shortly after that. I'm fired up.
Okay,
I'm going
glad
to games.
You are.
I'm going to games. Oh, you were going to talk about one other thing.
Okay, yes. So when you become a chamber member, then we get you a plaque. It's like a picture frame, and it's personalized with your name on top, the business name, and then it has Fairfield Chamber of Commerce on the bottom, and we have an insert saying that you're a chamber member.
I see you've been holding on to the Chop Shops plaque.
I do have the Chop Shops. I'm going to stop by there today and drop it off.
They had a nice crowd, by the way. It was
yes, they did a great crowd.
I heard it outstanding. Thank you very much for your time, Carrie.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have a great day, and have a great month.
Thanks, I will.
Talk to y'all real soon on the Bruce Dickey Show.